Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey, and I'm conducting an opinion survey right now. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
Okay.
I'm speaking right now with Marsha Brooks.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. All right, and first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling on your cell phone, so we will make this quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time. Hello?
What did you say?
Yeah, there. Are you in a place where you can
talk
safely?
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, and internet blog? No. Wonderful.
No.
Thank you. Okay. Are you 18 years older and registered to vote? Thank you.
Yes.
Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you very much. Okay, what is your age?
What's your race, may I ask?
Yeah, of course, I'm Hispanic.
Okay, all right. Okay, that's
what is your age?
Now you're really getting personal here.
Oh, no, don't worry. It is okay. If you don't want to answer, we can continue. Don't worry. It is just a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress?
Absolutely. I'll be running to the polls to vote.
Okay. Thank you very much. And please, I would like you to ask your rate your level of motivation for voting this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0
10.
Means that you are 10.
10.
You are extremely 10. Motivated, right?
Got that right.
Okay, thank you. And what's the reason that you rate this, or you provide this rate to your motivation?
You don't want Trump back in. I'm going to be honest.
Okay.
You do not want Trump back in. And you shouldn't either.
Okay.
He's a dog.
Give me just a moment. Sorry, give me just a moment that I need to type your answer.
He's a dog. He's a racist.
Okay.
He's
Thank
horrible.
You very much. Thank you very much for the answer. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied?
The way it was going with the way our president is going, and the same way it'll be going when we elect the vice president. Don't want Trump in there.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I understand, but this is like in general speaking, not only political, but in every aspect. How do you feel
every
about
aspect,
the direction?
Every aspect, honey.
Yeah, and would you say in that case that you're very satisfied, just satisfied, or dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied on how things are heading right now for you?
Very satisfied.
Very satisfied. Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way was Joe Biden is handling his job as President of the United States?
Yes, I was, but I didn't like about how he let that Jewish president
The options that we have
that
for these are...
In.
The options that we have for these are strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, and strongly disapprove.
I'll say somewhat approve.
Somewhat.
I know they had to fight to protect Israel, but not at the expense of women and children.
Okay. Okay, I understand. Thank you. And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary is just keeping up with the cost of living, or is falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you cannot really get ahead?
Oh, no, I'm doing fine.
Sorry?
I'm good. What did you? I'm good. I'm good with the economy, but I'm just fortunate. Other people, other people aren't, but I'm just fortunate.
So you will say that you're keeping up with the situation?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are the most important to them when considering who to vote for the upcoming elections for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important a voting issue is for you. Use a 10 if it is the most important one, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. Remember, this is a scale, so you can choose not only 0, 5, and 10. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. All right.
Okay.
The first statement is straining border security to stop illegal immigrants from crossing. So how important is this for you?
For the illegal ones.
Correct. Straining border security to stop illegal immigrants from crossing.
Well, I see where a lot of them, they've been waiting and trying to do it the right way. And this backlog has not allowed them to get in. And because it's racist. They let the Europeans get in here right away. But people south of the border or over in Africa, they take, it's always a backlog. So that's a tricky question with me. No, I don't think they should let any criminals in. But these people who've been waiting a long time and all this crap, if it was them, let them in. Let them in. And they're the ones, and they want jobs. They want to work. I tell you what. I would say 6. It's just not right. It's just not right.
But
they wouldn't be coming over here if a lot of them are running from bad governments and everything.
I do understand, but where this question is going from is if this is a topic that is important for you at the time of for you to take the decision, who are you going to vote for? How important is this topic for you?
Oh yeah, that's important. It's important that they're taking. You know what? Be as fair as they can. Put enough people down there to help, go through that mass of folks. And then, and keep those ones that are criminals that want to create mayhem here, bringing drugs and all of that. And most of the time, the people over here are helping them getting over here with the drugs.
Yeah.
People like Donald Trump's son.
Yes,
no,
and this is
Donald Trump.
But from 0 to 10, what number would you give to this topic and the importance that it has to you? Remember,
6.
10 is extremely
6.
Important. 10. Okay. All right.
6.
The 6. Okay. The second statement that we have is investing in childcare industry and keeping childcare centers open and more affordable for working parents.
10.
Okay. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Passing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
10.
Investing in our nation's infrastructure by replacing lead service pipes, providing clean water, high-speed internet across every...
Okay. 10. 10. I'm
stopping
all for it.
Okay, thank you. Stopping the censorship and whitewashing of the history of racism and slavery in public schools.
Am I against that?
No, I mean, if this is important or not important for you, stopping the censorship and whitewashing of history of racism and slavery in the public schools.
It's important to me that that stops. They need to stop it and tell the history like it is.
Okay. Making college more affordable and canceling student debt.
Student loans, you mean? Not student debt.
Yeah.
Student loans? Okay. You said student?
Yeah, student debt.
Say that one again.
Yeah, sorry. Making college more affordable and canceling student debt.
Oh, I got you. I would say, now we need to work a little bit. I would say 8.
8, okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, and thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be most about? You may choose up to 2 options. I will read the list now. Protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, tackling inflation and improving the economy, combating the race of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, stopping our hard-fought-for rights and freedoms from being rolled back, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, improving K through 12 public schools and making college more affordable, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality for being rolled back.
Oh, my gosh. That was a lot. Can I pick? All I can pick is one?
You can pick up to 2, or up to 2, sorry.
Okay, preserving our democracy.
Okay, yes.
That was the very first one.
Yes.
Preserving our democracy. And it was another, read them again, because I can't remember.
Yes, of course. Tackling inflation and improving the economy. Combating the rise of the white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, stopping our hard-fought-for rights and freedom from being rolled back, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, improving K through 12 public schools and making college more affordable, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality for being rolled back.
Okay, is the 2 in there where you said about rights being rolled back?
Yeah. Stopping rights. Our hard. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I will read it back. One is stopping our hard fought for rights and freedom from being rolled back. And the other statement says stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back.
I would hope one would encompass.
Sorry?
I just don't want us to lose any rights.
Yeah.
I want our democracy. Definitely, I want that.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, I already select that one either. Would you like me to read all of the options again?
Accept the democracy. I'm straight on that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 2 in the middle that are very similar. But you can start again.
Yes, of course. Tackling inflation and improving the economy. Then combating the rise of the white supremacy, discrimination, and racism. Then stopping our hard-fought-for rights and freedoms from being rolled back, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, improving stopping our hard fought for rights and freedom from being rolled back. And the one before that one was combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism.
hopefully in the first, second one, that would get, that would help there. And if we feel, do it our democracy. Read that one again.
Yeah. Stopping. The last one that I read is combating the.
Go ahead.
Combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism.
Mhm. And the next one, and the other one was?
Stopping our hard fought for rights and freedom from being rolled back.
You got me on that one. Because I want them both. Mm-hmm. Oh, racism. Okay, hard-fought racism. And I think that would encompass rolling back stuff.
Okay, so we'll be stopping our hard-fought for rights and freedom from being rolled back, right?
Let me stop him from being rolled back. Wait a minute.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I will read them back again. One is combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism. That's one. And the other one is stopping our hard fought for rights and freedom from being rolled back. I will say this is more general than the other one.
And the other one is about fighting racism, correct?
White supremacy, discrimination, and racism.
Yeah, give me that.
Okay, thank you. The next question. Now, I like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold about this. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how do you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first name that we have over here, it is Barack Obama.
100.
Okay, the second name is Donald Trump.
0.
Okay. Third name, Kamala Harris.
100.
Fourth name, item, it is Democrats in Congress.
85.
Cornel West.
100.
J.D. Vance.
0.
And Hakeem Jeffries.
85.
Thank you very much. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris and Independent Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you're
Kamala.
On the side, please say Kamala. Okay.
Kamala.
Thank you. And generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
The Democrat candidate.
Thank you. As you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in the 2024 election and has endorsed his vice president, Kamala Harris, to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, we'd like to ask you whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree or strongly disagree with the statement. The first statement is, I am worried that Kamala Harris will be victim of racist attacks against her because she is a black woman. How much do you agree with this?
Oh, you said what the five?
Yeah, the statement, it is about Kamala. It is, I am worried that... Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's going to happen. She knows.
So in this case, do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree that's going to happen.
Okay, and the second statement is, I think a black woman president is more likely to understand the struggles of working people.
I agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now I would like to read you some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me who you will think be better at handling these issues, either Kamala Harris or Donald Trump. Okay, so the first topic is tackling inflation and growing the economy. Harris will do it much better. Harris will do it somewhat better. Trump somewhat better, or Trump much better?
Kamala Harris much better.
Much better. Okay, thank you. Rising crime and violence.
I think she'll tackle it. She'll tackle it because she believes in face-to-face with not just her people, but all people.
Oh. And do you think she will do it much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Much better. The third one, mental health issues and supporting people suffering from mental illness.
Much better.
Much better. Kamala, right? Harris.
Yeah, Kamala, yeah.
Okay. Then we have racial inequality and fighting the threats to police that address it.
Now say that again, honey. Say it again.
Yeah, sorry, I read it. Yeah. Racial inequality and fighting the threats of policies that address it.
Okay, so what you're saying is that where there are issues of inequality, they would try to deal with.
In this case, who do you think will deal better with it? Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
Kamala.
Okay.
Kamala.
And Kamala will do it much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Okay. And the last one is increasing income and economic opportunities for people like you.
Well, I'm retired now, but make my Social Security or my money increase, yeah, because I'm retired now. But, you know, for young people, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, in this case, who do you think will be better, Harris or Trump?
I would think Harris.
Okay. Much better or somewhat better?
Much better. Much better.
Okay. Thank you. All right, next question.
You have to care about the poor people.
Yeah.
You have to be rich.
I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is a very convincing reason to vote, and 5 means it is somewhat convincing reason. And 0 means it is not at all a convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. There are 3 statements total. I will read right now the first one. Racism and white supremacy are on the rise in America and threatening our communities and the future of our children. It's threatening all the advancements our community has fought so long for. We can't stand by as they try to take us backwards. We must support candidate 10. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay, the second one. While corporations are ranking in record profits and raising their prices, too many Americans are struggling to get by. And instead of being focused on stopping corporations from price gouging to bring down costs, too many elected leaders are working to protect the big corporate special interests who finance their campaigns. It's time we use our political power to demand that politicians trying to get our votes put forward a plan to stop price gouging and bring down the cost of everyday goods so that more working people can get ahead.
I agree. 10.
In this case, 10. Okay. And the third one, our country has gone through so much in the last few years. Our rights are being rolled back. Racial discrimination and division is on the rise. And political violence is growing. We need a fresh start, a reset, a change from the same old leaders and old ideas and rhetoric. And for the first time in a long time, we have a chance for that. We can vote for change now.
Yes.
Okay. What number? 10.
10.
Right? Okay.
Right.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Okay. Next question. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote.
10.
This year, 10.
I'm motivated.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps. For each, please tell me if you have used them in the past 2 days. The first app is Twitter. Have you used them in the past 2 days?
No.
No. Okay. Have you used TikTok in the past 2 days?
No.
Have you used YouTube in the past 2 days?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Have you used Instagram in the past 2 days?
Yes.
Have you used Facebook in the past 2 days?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate or bachelor's degree, or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate degree.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Single. Okay. Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, just my dog, Lucy.
Oh, so cute. How would you describe the area where you live? An urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often would you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Several times. No. I've used church by, you know, computer. So several times.
Several times. Thank you.
Several times during the year.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Moderate. Thank you. Which one of the following best describes you, your work situation? Well, you told me that you are retired, right?
Yeah, I'm retired.
Okay. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and time.
You didn't tell me it was this long. I wouldn't have been on the... But it was just hard doing. And you didn't tell me. I thought it was going to be 5 questions and that's it. Now, so what you going to do with that?
Well, our firm actually will process that data. To be honest with you, I'm just in charge to do it over the phone, so I don't have much detail what's going to happen after. But we highly appreciate your participation.
Okay, well, thank you for letting me participate. I think you called yesterday, and I was out and about, and I definitely couldn't do it.
Oh,
but you called me. I was sitting at home. Okay, well, you have a nice day, dear.
You too. Goodbye.
Okay.